মানে অ্যাকর্ডিং টু দি ডিজার্ভিং, অ্যাকর্ডিং টু
Read that Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji, he would pay his obeisances to all of the would pay his obeisances to all of the animals in the dham. Pratek jivke uni pranam kurtin.
He sees things in two ways. One, the independent vision, estimation of a thing, independent position. Another is his yogyata, means his acquired merit, to be considered, and also impartial, independent estimation, vision. Rito Sottanastram. Rito, his acquired merit cannot be, merit demerit cannot be dismissed, and still independent of that he has got another vision for everything. Rito Sottanastram. Then, Sottatmakam. Satmat, Satyat, Makam. Truth is in his very nature, but his very nature of soul. He has been with him. He
has
Satyatmakam.
Satyatmakam. Satya Atmani Yasya. Arja Satyasya Atma. Two folds meaning. Truth is his soul and he is soul in the truth. Both kinds of meaning may emit from this expression, Satya Atmaka. Satya Atma Jasya. Ar Satya Mareva Atmani Jasya. Satya Atmaka. Ar Satya Sya, who is the soul of truth, that would be better. He is the soul of the truth, Satya Atmaka. Ar truth is who, his soul, is in his soul. But sort of explanation, Satyatmakam. He is the soul of the truth, and the truth is also in his soul. It is not his external acquaintance. Rather, he is the soul of the truth. Satyatmakam. Is the gist, Satyatma, Satyasya Satyam, the Ghanibhuta Satya, that is condensed truth, Satyasya Satyam. That's the sun is the soul of the light, Satyasya Satyam, Regane, who is the very life of soul, vitality of the truth, soul of the truth, Satyatma. Tang Sharanam Padamma, we have come to take refuge under your feet, to surrender under your holy feet, because everyone is concerned with truth for existence, and your position is such with the truth. Utapratabhavi, within and without. You are within the truth, without the truth. Condensed truth and extended truth. receive truly, and what true indulgence, relative and absolute. There was absolute vision and relative according to the acquired position of the sin. So in many ways you have got connection. You are the truth, truth of the truth. So we cannot but surrender to you. Surrender to you. Above our conception of truth. You are the truth and more. And more than that. Not only you are the truth of our consideration, Einstein theory. The thing is that which it is and something more to be added. So you are not only the truth of our conception, but something more. More. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, in the Brahma Sangeeta, it's mentioned that Krishna's indriyas, they are interchangeable. Interchanging.
Not only interchangeable, but every indriya can do the function of any other indriya.
Yes.
Indriyani jasya sakala, angani jasya sakala indriya vritti manti. His feet also can see, can hear. His every limb, every part of his limb can do the function of every part. Just as the mind, in the body differentiation, I cannot hear, ear cannot see, but the mind can see, mind can hear, mind can see, the central truth. So the central truth he has got. Just as so many departments under a officer. So departmental heads, they are with particular knowledge, limited knowledge, they are going on their work. But who is above them, on the whole, or of the organization, he has to deal with many departments. He must have knowledge of the various departments. So the center means possessing the general qualification of all departments. Sandar. Angani yasya sakalendya tad vishnu paramang padam padapashyanti surya divivo chakshura atatam. The parampad of Vishnu, like sun, he is vigilant with his watchful eye over our head. His feet can see Vishnu parampad. His feet is compared with the sun, light, and again, chakshu, the eye. Not only light, by which we are to see, with the help of which our eye works, but his central. So, his like sun is something like his eyes, and his feet is compared with the sun and with the eyes. The Vishnu Parampara, his holy feet over our head, and with the guardian's vigilant eye, he is seeing everything what we are doing. With this conception we approach with Bhuta Shuddhi. With this sort of identification of ourselves, we approach any duty. That he is vigilant eye of the Almighty and all fear over my head. Then, with what attitude I shall approach my duties? The vigilant eye over my head, sympathetic and also with justice. So we cannot do anything wrong. In the Hindu Shastra, Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Pratishtha Rika Mantra. This is a mantra of the Rig Veda, important, and that has been collected by the smarter school to before he go to attend any duty, he must have such confession. Then he will. How should we approach? He is there, the guardian is there. His glance, watching glance. Then I cannot do any wrong. I must approach everything with purpose, mood. But this confession, whatever you do, first thing, you have your identification. Who are you in this universe? Your guardian is there. For this, then go, do anything. The Noah is there. You can't conceive your activity. Searching eye. Under the sergeant, vigilant eye. You are working always. According to the selective of duty and the attained with proper attitude. That is what gives you warning. How you are to approach things. How you are to live and move. His vigilant eye is always over your head. Parampad. Parampad. Padam means generally feet. Foot, the holy foot of Vishnu, and he can see Chakshu Eva, just like an eye. It is spread there in the sky. Indriyani Joshua Sakalendriya Angani is everywhere. His nail can see, his nail can think. Deho dehi vibhagoyam nesare vidyate kuchit. Not hard and fast rule there, that his particular limb only fixed for something, some duty, and not any other. When it will be necessary, he will be able to do anything. A man, necessary, he will go to fight, and in time of peace, then he will do social work. A complete, a perfect man may have many phases of his life. So, his every limb can do any and every work. Such perfect body he has got. Still he has got it. By his will, by the service of Yoga Maya, Dihuja Modulidhar, Chatur Bhuj, and Radharani has fixed him to be Dihuja. Four-handedness can't stand there before her convinced affection. Other two arms, they vanish. They enter into the body. That is also there. Dibhujam Viradidhar, before Radharani. No Chaturbhuj can maintain by Yoga Maya, by devotion. That is also his own bhakta para. The bhakti, the devotion can play magic on him. He is Jhasatantri Vaddhija. Rudhudbhasa, you are a yogi. You are conversant with the higher laws of subtle substances. So you should know what is my nature. Yes, I am free, no prejudice. But still, I admit to you that the devotion of the who does not want anything, nishkincham, who does not want anything, and they surrender to me, that makes me disturbed. I can't tolerate that. And the surrendered soul who does not want anything, and they are prepared to do everything for me, that disturbs my attitude of justice. I cannot imagine. be partial at that time. Bhakta paradhino. Yaha satantriva. As if I am not free. As if I am not free. Though I am free, you all know. I don't care for anything, I am an autocrat. But surrender to me, you can meet my autocracy in such a way that the autocracy decreased from down. I can't but submit to that surrender. Surrender. Bhaktavaradhino, he nishchitam, asatantra, as if I have got no power, powerless. Sādhu vigrasta hridayo bhakte bhakta janakta. Mai te desu japaham devajanti tumāṁ bhaktya. Mai te, I can't withdraw from them. My general dealings with the world outside, they are in me, I am in them. They are not in me, I am also not in them. But in the case of the sadhu, I can't. Ananya, maite, seshuja. Under no circumstances I can desert them. What to say? This is my another nature. Kali Krishna. Gold for you. So, though my every limb can do the function of every limb, still, according to the necessity and the hankering of my devotees, as if I have got my fixed function of everything, and I cannot follow that rule. Okay? Sankirtane Sangopane Pancho Poka Menidai Gurgalava Advaita Siva Sankirtane Sangopane Pancho Poka. Sankirtane Sangopane Pancho Poka. Shiloa ache thakbe, tara holo nitto. Aar jara pore giye hoy, tara anitto jodio beshi tapat korte nei, tathapi tadike jara ei sansar theke giye abar sei tandale jay, tara khanikta bad pore aar ki nitto bashan hoy. নতুন করে আসে
পার্শ্বদত্ত সাথী,
হ্যাঁ পার্শ্বদত্ত সাথী
সাথী সহজ question was that like the Nitya Parishads, do they have also interchangeable senses? Only or only Krishna?
Any changeable?
Yeah, in the Chinmoy Jagat, the Parishad, they have interchangeable senses, or just only Krishna has that?
Any changeable senses?
Interchangeable.
Interchangeable?
Yes.
No.
Only Krishna?
He has come from America.
Yeah.
Given by some.
Okay. Dear Krishna.
Gaurin Gaur. Dai Jaitan Gaur.
So the Nitya Parishad, they are acting according to Krishna's desires.
And the Krishna wielding he may play such such play in anybody. That is a special sweet will.
All right.
And it is his. All was under some other law. But he has no law. He is with this law. And that may be transmitted to some of his assistants according to his will. Is the Kaliyodaha, that poisonous lake. And so the almost all the sakas are unconscious. And Baladev also, Baladev had some sort of consciousness, not wholly gone. But he remained unaffected. No poison can could work on him, but Baladev to a certain extent. That is by his will, delegation, degree of delegation. Everywhere power is delegated, and degree of delegation. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
There's one shlok which you like very much. Pujava Raga Pata Gaurava Bhangi.
Yes, by composer Guru Maharaj himself.
There's one song.
When from the hired house in Calcutta, the British and the mart was removed to the his own constructed mart Barbaja. The deities are carried in a chariot and we were dancing and singing just in front of the deity. We took the deity and at that time he composed some 8 lines perhaps. And then you should sing this and take the chariot from this hired house to our own house of mud. There, the one line is this. Mata lahari jana visaya rangi pujala ragapata gaurava bhangi. It is apparently sin that the devotees, they have made himself mad in handling so many material that is wealth. They are generally devotee, they should engage themselves only in the service of the God. But here in Gaudiya Math we find they are handling money and they say motor car and this, that, everything they are using lavishly. Visharanga, for what purpose? Pujala Ragapatha Gaurava Bhanga. To show that the Ragapatha is giving up everything and only through the internal love we shall worship the Lord, the Ragapatha, with internal love and attention we shall worship, not external resources, majesty and magnanimity or everything not necessary. But here they have come to do this, to have handling extensively with the wealth and ganja of the outer world. What is the meaning? Gaurava Bhanga, to show that the Ragavata is above all. Those that are followers of Ragavata, their position is very, very high. So not that they cannot be masters of this mundane wealth. So they have left everything and they're taking the path of worshipping him in their heart. Not that. But all these grandeur, all reverence, resources, everything should go to serve them. Pujalo Raghupati. Everything will have got its fulfillment if they are connected in any way with the feet of those that are engaged in that in their worship, exclusive of this worldly things, only with the heart. Only the devotion, the flow of their devotion from the heart they are doing. And that should be, the whole thing will have its fulfillment if that can connect to worship the feet of that plane, of those that are living in that plane. The fulfillment of the majesty or reverence, wealth, everything, this grandeur, only meant to serve them, those niskinchan, those do not have got anything, only coping. And then mentally they are doing, they are eating or not eating, they do not care for that. But all this must be meant to have its own fulfillment, to go to touch their food, to exemplify, to show, to teach to the world. The fulfillment of everything is only to touch the feet of those of Injun who have got, who have made the absolute good, the Lord of love and beauty, the all in all in their life. The whole world must learn for its own goodness, own welfare, own fulfillment, must be connected with that. To teach this to the world, the Gauriya Math people handling all these things, the motor car, the wealth, the money, the resources, that everything, the aeroplane. While in Bombay, I was one gentleman, as a Bengali, as an officer in the Mint there, Ganesh Mitri. He asked me, "Oh, you have come to collect money, but you are a very big man, very rich man," he told me. So yes, we say we are rich, and we say we are beggars. Now, we must come to some understanding. That you say that we are very rich. Why? Now we spend money like water. A man who has got much money, he can spend his money for such purposes. And we, being beggars, we use ordinary men, this is superfluous money. Otherwise, a beggar must not expend money for such purpose as well. A crore, one who has got a crore, he can throw some thousands for the luxurious activities. So we spend money, is it sure? Yes, it's sure. And you think that we have got much money, so only we can see. But we say we are beggars, no money, still we spend money in such a way. Now the question will come, whether what we spend, that is for good purpose or bad. Suppose a doctor, he may not be wealthy, he has got a car, motor car, because he can attend many patients thereby. He has got it. It is not his luxury. Generally, men will think that one who has got a car, one who has got a plane, he must be a very moneyed man of high order. Then only he can keep such. But from the business purpose, one may have such thing. A doctor may have, because many patients he can visit by motor car. We are also, we also use things in that way, that with these things as one thing, there are so many flowers to decorate the deity. You may think, oh, this is superfluous. But we think, this is the fulfillment of life. Every good thing must come to decorate, to serve Narayana. That is our creed. The difference in creed, though beggars we are, still we spend money like water, only for decoration, for the festival distribution of prasadam, for distribution of money. And we beg money and we spend lavishly, but not for our luxury, but we feel the necessity of the particular nature. So we do. So the question, how we spend, not that how much money we have got. So we are poor, still we are beggar, still we spend money like a rich man. Rather, the rich man would be afraid to spend money like that. Bhujalo Raghavata Gaurava Bhange. Your wealth has got its only fulfillment in the service of those to help the, to preach the creed of those that are above this monetary world and doing the greatest good in their thoughtful mind by worshipping the Lord and connecting Him with this world. And there is another that he has understood, realized what is real Raghavata. And this idea, oh, Raghavata is such and such. With this, he has got encouragement within him and they are dancing. I have seen, I have had a sort of conception of the reality that he is good and beautiful, and they are dancing. They are dancing. Bhujala rasaniti nama chata dhangi. But it's proper, ecstasy, they have understood, they have realized, and they are dancing. Krishna name ruchi habe ghoti ve bandhan anayase sapal habe jive ruchi man vrindavane radhasyam pabe darshan hidai chaitanya vade nachate amarma jaya hidai chaitanya vade nachate amarma. Dure jabe pabe prema dhan Krishna name ruchi habe ghoti ve bandhan
Maharaj, there was something you were speaking about day before yesterday. You didn't elaborate, but you just mentioned it when you were talking about Guru Tattva. And that was how the Mayavadis, they will worship the Guru, but they will not accept Iswar.
That is one anomaly with them.
Yes.
That the Guhas is known as Gojamil. Gojamil, do you know the Bengali?
Gojamil.
Gojamil. What is the English synonym of Gojamil? Suppose the account is coming and the result is not collaborating with another thing. So some fault, some error is suppressed and in the end the total has been put. That is Gojamil. So Mayavadi, they are one with God, one with Brahma. They cannot conceive to be one with Guru. That is their weakness. They can never conceive that Guru Hong, Gudbaham. Says, I am Soham. I do not care for Narayana or Krishna or Brahma. I am the same and same. But I am not one and same with my Guru. I should have respect always for him. That is their idea. I have heard that that is their special. They never say that I am one with Guru. A respectable distance they maintain always with their Guru. If he is one with Guru, then he is gone nowhere. That is their custom, their fashion, you may say. A patch-up policy.
Very dangerous.
Eh?
Dangerous policy.
What?
Dangerous.
Huh. I'm not with Guru. But I do not care for God. I am one with Him. But I can't dare say, I can't dare say that I am one with Guru. There is a story of a Mayavadi. I heard before coming to this mutt, when I was in Calcutta Law College, I heard one sadhu delivered lecture like this. I don't know how much it is true. There was at that time in an age when the Mohammedans, they are looting the Hindu wealth and the population also. So one Brahmin family was forcibly converted into Muslim and the perhaps the Brahmin was murdered and the one young son and his mother are taken and converted into Islam and accepted in one family of a Muslim. Anyhow, gradually the mother has become prostitute and the son left astray, roaming hither and there, Bhagavan and this. Then one day that son with his colleagues went to prostitute's house and accidentally he went to his mother. And after the action, the mother could understand the son. Then the mother told, "Oh, is your acquaintance, previous acquaintance? You don't know so and so, whatever little he has. Now I think we both were prey to the rogari and my present position is this. I am your mother and what you have done this, I am going to make penance. I must kill me by poison or anything and you look after your future." And so this, the mother perhaps took poison or something like that. And that boy, young man, he went straight to Kamaksha as an ashram and got diksha from a tantric, sannyasi. A guru gave him mantra, continue this mantra as long as 12 years. Then not only you will be absolved from your sins, but it will get liberation from the Maya. Then there was in Assam a dead body of an elephant. Fresh gone, the Asti, the bones.
Skeleton. Skeleton.
And he entered into that elephant's and some creepers also covered the bone structure of the elephant, and he entered into that and went on with his job. So sometimes he proves or some things he came out and took and there continued. After 12 years, he got response from Devi, Devi Durga Kamaksha. Then the fellow, what do you want? You ask for any boon, I am ready to you. His name was then Brahmananda Bharati, the name of that day. Of that young man who is converted into tantric sannyasi, his name was Brahmananda Bharati. Then he, this old sanskar, still lingering, he told Brahmananda Bharati, Tabo Mukhamatang Banchati. If you come to fulfill my desire, I want your nectar of your leaves. That is, he wants to approach Durga with the spirit of Shiva, Shivoham. Mukhamatanga Banchati, not mother, but wife. I want to, I like to have you, Mukhamatanga Banchati. First she denied and again continued tapasya. Then she came and accepted the proposal. And he was getting liver, he becomes Shiva. And the Shakti to serve this Maya. Now, when he performed his tapasya, the asana was of a stone, piece on which he sat and went on with his japa, a repetition of the mantra, on a stone slab. And in different positions, places, he wanted to make japa tirtha and asked her to carry that asana, that Durga. And she did so, going. And he, one condition she proposed, and he accepted the condition. Whenever you will pronounce stop, I shall leave you at once. Yes, that condition was approved both sides. Then one day, the Brahmananda had a mind to see his own Gurudev. He's going. And she is carrying, Devi is carrying the that stone slab for his seat there. And it is far off, sometimes visible, sometimes invisible. She is carrying. Now, when he has reached the quarter of his Gurudev, and heard and he is here, then suddenly, and she is carrying the stone slab for his seat, following him, and there is Guru, he is going to, it will be awkward, but the Guru is address her as mother, and his wife, so he was in a fix, stop, and he left the slab and vanished. So, the distinction with Guru, is wanting the guru worshipping Devi as mother. And this fellow, the disciple, he is taking her services, the mother of guru, taking her service and giving respect to guru. And so he will have to stop, and he left. And as previous condition, he will have to stop. So some respectable vision, respectable attitude towards guru. On the other hand, guru's guru, mother, she fellow, he want to enjoy her, to take her service. This is the anumadi with them. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. What's the time now? 9:20. 9:20.
Where did that story come from?
Maybe some history or so. Yeah. I don't know. I heard on this from a person. From a sadhu lecture.